Assessing the damage. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Top U.S. lawmakers will get a briefing from the Director of National Intelligence on the potential national security risk posed by former President Trump for keeping sensitive documents at his Florida home. Those documents were the reason behind the FBI raid.
What this affidavit did was confirm that the Justice Department had mounting concerns over the nature and handling of the documents that were brought to Mar-a-Lago. It described that in January, Trump representatives turned over 15 boxes of records. By May, the Department of Justice determined that mixed in with other personal and unrelated work were highly classified documents. 184 had the classification markings, 25 were marked top secret, and others contained information on clandestine human sources.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Separately, a judge may grant Mr. Trump's request to appoint a special master to oversee the evidence. China is keeping a close watch on two U.S. warships that are sailing through the Taiwan Strait. The waterway has been busy ever since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan earlier this month. Beijing has been conducting military drills. It's just a matter of time before neighborhoods in and around Jackson, Mississippi are inundated with water. The Pearl River is expected to crest tomorrow following days of heavy rain.
There will be dozens of streets in downtown Jackson that will flood. Some businesses, primarily around Town Creek as well.
Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency. Flash flooding during a strong thunderstorm sent people running at the Minnesota State Fair last night.
Be careful.
No injuries reported. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the midterms in mind, a new voter ID law takes effect in Missouri today.
Under Missouri's new voter ID law, people there will have to present a government-issued photo ID to vote, a measure that was approved by lawmakers and even voters who signed off on putting the law in the state constitution in 2016, a law that's still being fought by liberal groups who are suing the state and seeking a preliminary injunction to stop Missouri from enforcing voter ID, which, unless a court intervenes, will be in place for the midterm elections. Those who need IDs in Missouri can get them for free. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New York City welcomed more migrants this weekend. Buses from Texas arrive almost daily as Republican Governor Greg Abbott tries to ease the pressure on overburdened border towns. On Friday, another congressional delegation toured the border area in El Paso and met with law enforcement.
Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez toured the El Paso border, meeting with business leaders and law enforcement. Gonzalez says this is a humanitarian crisis, but there is also a financial cost for these overwhelmed border towns. Worth noting that there is a crisis happening all along the border. In Arizona, a lot of fentanyl has been pouring over in recent days.
Fox's Matt Finn. Last week, while meeting with border officials, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas blasted Governor Abbott for acting unilaterally. The football season has gotten off to a rough start at a high school in San Antonio. 21 students have been suspended for their alleged involvement in a hazing incident. According to police, one student at Alamo Heights High School suffered burn injuries to his lower body as senior members of the team initiated new varsity players. The activity apparently involved hot sauce. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.